956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
FRA disperses 11.35 billion kwacha to pay 2025 maize farmers. People's Party urges Chawama residents to reject UPND in by-election. And Niger revokes licenses of tanker drivers who refuse to go to Mali amidst jihadist blockade.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Thank you for joining us for the 18 hours bulletin and now the news in detail. The Food Reserve Agency, FRA, says it has disbursed 11.35 billion kwacha to financial institutions for payout, for payment, I beg your pardon, to all farmers who supplied maize to the agency during the 2025 crop marketing season. Speaking during a press briefing, FRA Executive Director Justin Chunka said payments are being made through over-the-counter bank payments, direct bank transfers and mobile money services to ensure that farmers receive their funds efficiently. Mr. Chunka said the agency procured over 1.6 million metric tons of grade A white maize, equivalent to approximately 33.3 million 50 kilogram bags. He has since thanked farmers for their patience and continued contribution to national food security.
So if I have to summarize this particular statement, this particular deadline of 10th January was actually met. The agency, working together with the board, mobilized these required resources to meet the funds that they were required to be paid to the farmers. Before the 10th, as we are getting to the 10th, all the funds that were outstanding by that particular time were mobilized and immediately transferred to financial institutions that are working with the agency to pay the farmers. So what we now have is a situation where the farmers' money has been mobilized and transferred to financial institutions. So in essence, when we say that we have paid the farmers, what we are saying is that what is being owed by the agency to the farmers has been given into financial institutions to make farmers access it.
The Examinations Council of Zambia, ECZ, says it has paid a total of 16.9 million kwacha in script marking fees following the successful processing and validation of claim forms for 9,760 markers who participated in the marking of the 2025 Junior Secondary School Leaving Examination JSSLE scripts. ECZ Executive Director Dr. Michael Chilala said the marking exercise commenced on Monday, 17th December, and ended on Saturday, 13th December 2025. In a statement, Dr. Chilala said markers who may not have received their payments are encouraged to contact the ECZ for corrective action. He has since thanked the markers and other stakeholders for their unwavering support, which enabled the council to release the 2025 JSSLE results on 23rd December 2025 in good time for 2026 grade 10 pupils to open school with the rest of the learners without losing out on learning time. People's Party aspiring presidential candidate Dr. Sebastian Kopolande has called on the people of Chawama to use the upcoming by-election as a peaceful but powerful form of protest. He said residents should not reward what he described as cruelty, arrogance, religiousism and wasteful public spending with their vote. Dr. Kopolande said the by-election is not the result of any misconduct by the former Member of Parliament, Tasila Lungu, but is instead the outcome of what he termed a cruel and politically motivated decision by the UPND administration. He has urged voters to reject what he called a manufactured crisis at the ballot and send a clear national message that Zambians reject UPND politics of vengeance and division and instead stand for unity, humanity and justice.
I therefore call upon the people of Jawama to use this by-election as a peaceful but powerful protest. Do not reward cruelty, arrogance, regionalism and wasteful spending with your vote. Reject this manufactured crisis at the ballot. Let Jawama send a clear national message that Zambians reject UPND politics of vengeance and division and stand for unity, humanity and justice. History will remember how you voted, not just as a political choice, but as a moral stand.
The National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, has reaffirmed its commitment to securing the socio-economic well-being of the Zambian people. Speaking during the handover of the two remaining plots under the Update Your Details and Win a Plot campaign, NAPSA Director General Muyangwa Muyangwa said the initiative is part of the authority's efforts to provide solutions that promote dignity and security for its members. Mr. Muyangwa has explained that the campaign is also aimed at cleaning up member records to ensure the pension system remains efficient and reliable.
Your responsiveness to our call to update your personal and beneficiary details on the care platform has earned you this reward. I am confident that this plot will not only provide a solid foundation for your family's future, but also inspire other members to engage with NAPSA and take full advantage of similar opportunities whenever such campaigns are offered. I wish to encourage all contributing members who have not yet updated their details to do so on their care platform. This is essential for improved and efficient service delivery.
Meanwhile, one of the winners, Mwila Musenga from Luansha on the Copper Belt, has thanked NAPSA for the initiative and encouraged members under the scheme to update their details through the iCare system.
It is really happening. We can see, because in Zambia, I think we have a mentality to say only those that are known somewhere can win. I am a testament that I have won. And a lot of people couldn't even believe it. Thank God, they'll see me. NAPSA cares for us. Finally, my family has a land in Lusaka, not only even in Luansha, but in Lusaka. That will prove security for my children, stability, and indeed, NAPSA cares for us.
The Update Your Details and Win a Plot campaign was launched on June 19, 2025 and ran until December 19, 2025.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Ministry of Green Economy and Environment Permanent Secretary Dr. Doughty Chibamba says Zambia's climate resilience agenda has received a major boost following the signing of a $50 million climate finance facility between First National Bank Zambia and FMO, the Dutch Entrepreneurial Development Bank. Speaking during the signing ceremony, Dr. Chibamba says climate change is already affecting Zambia through prolonged droughts, impacting energy generation, agriculture, water resources, and livelihoods, making urgent climate investment unavoidable. He said government alone cannot address climate change, stressing that the financial sector must mobilize capital towards renewable energy, sustainable agriculture, water conservation, and climate resilient infrastructure.
This $50 million United States dollar facility demonstrates how development finance can be channeled through local financial institutions to support climate action and green growth. By directing funding towards renewable energy, sustainable agriculture, water conservation, and climate resilient infrastructure, this partnership supports Zambia's national priorities while strengthening our economic resilience.
Meanwhile, Netherlands Charge d'Affaires for Zambia, Zimbabwe and Malawi, Elias Shirali, said the agreement demonstrates Dutch-Zambia cooperation and combines development finance, WWF's technical expertise and FNB Zambia's local banking capacity to support climate resilience and economic recovery. and FNB Zambia Chief Executive